95 FM, WMFO in Medford. It's us, Free Farm Radio. Bear with me for a few more minutes. I'm going to start setting up now. I'll be right with you. We got a lot to talk about between now and 6 o'clock, so stay tuned. Keep it in right here on 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford. And call in, call the show, 855-915-9636. This is indeed the Shuki Wright Show on 91.5 FM, WMFO, and Medford Tufts Free Farm Radio on this Saturday, February 8th, 2020. Glad to be here with you guys and gals, wherever you may be, however you may be listening. Thank you for making this show part of your afternoon. Lots to talk about over the course of the hour, so listen. I want to start off by saying the following. Last night I had a realization, and I want to discuss what that realization is. And that is, between two major sports stations in Boston, it is actually quite frustrating that Bruin fans are very dissatisfied with the coverage that the Boston Bruins are getting, and rightfully so. So I'm going to put this out there right now. Because you know what? Boston, you deserve better. You deserve a hell of a whole lot better in terms of the coverage and discussion about the Boston Bruins. So I'm publicly calling out WEEI. I'm calling out 98.5 The Sports Hub on the air. And I'm going to take it upon myself, and this is a PSA, sort of, that yours truly, Shuki Wright, will be picking up on the non-discussion of the Boston Bruins in its entirety, because it's pure madness that a sports fan living in Boston can tune into sports talk radio and receive very little to no talk about the Bruins. It's mostly about the Red Sox and their ineptitude in terms of the Mookie Betts and David Price trade, which I will get to later in the show. It's about Tom Brady. Where is he going to go? Is his behind flat or is it fat? Or it's about the Celtics and their inactivity at the trade deadline. So, Boston fans, Bruin fans, you want your Bruins talk? I got you. Starting here, today, moving forward, this show will be very Bruins heavy. It will be very Bruins heavy. And simply put, that is absolutely inexcusable. So guess what? I'm calling all Bruins fans, and I'm calling Boston sports fans. You want your Bruins talk? Come to me. Come here. 91.5 FM, WMFO, the Shukri Wright Show, got you covered. Because here we are, 2 months until the Stanley Cup playoffs. The Bruins, as of right now, are still in first place in the National Hockey League. And before I came on the air, they were up 3-1 against Arizona. And at the end of tonight, they may very well be still in first place in the National Hockey League. And oh, by the way, they have a game tomorrow afternoon at 12:30 against the Detroit Red Wings. Again, we'll talk about that. So, with all that being said, call into the show at 855-915-WMFO, 855-915-9636. So, let's get started, shall we? There was a beautiful moment that was taking place before the game today at the Garden, before the game against the Arizona Coyotes. And dare I say, I gotta tell you, for everything that this man has done for the Bruins and everything that he's meant to Boston, to hockey itself, it's truly befitting that we start the show talking about Zdeno Chara. And rightfully so. And I want to start by saying the following. I don't think that Bruin fans, in large part, will absolutely appreciate Zdeno Chara until he's retired. And it's a shame. It really is. Allow me to explain. There has been so much negative talk surrounding Chara in terms of, wow, Chara's slow. Chara is this. Chara is that. Yet, at the rightful age of 42, that he is still not only a viable defenseman, but still the backbone of the Boston Bruins. And today, he was commemorated for 1,000 games as a Bruin, all in which that he has been the captain of the Boston Bruins for. So, I gotta give it to you. If you're the Bruins and you're a Bruins fan, for once, especially the negative Willies, because there are quite a few out there that not a fan of Chara at all for whatever reason, which I don't get, appreciate what you have now. Because you don't know how much time this man has left in terms of how long he was to continue to play. And his status for next year is not even known at this point. Feel free to share your thoughts about Chara. I'll try my best to keep you updated on the Bruins game, which is still in progress right now. Call into the show at 855-915-9636. And in regards to Chara, and you think about this season, the way that it has started for the Boston Bruins. Now, I'm looking at the season from a complete overall perspective. Not going to nitpick on what they're not doing well or what they aren't doing and so forth, blah, blah, blah. But rather, what I am doing is pinpointing the thought process and the expectation for the Boston Bruins entering this season. There has been so much talk about what the Bruins are going to do to overcome that heartbreaking loss in Game 7 of the Stanley Cup Final last June. How are they going to approach the upcoming season? What are they going to do to move forward? And this season, in more ways than one, you could see it. You could see it in the eyes and in the players, and especially with Chara himself, that frankly, this is a guy who thinks that this team still has a chance. And so far, they play like it. In terms of the leadership that Chara has brought to the ice, it has been invaluable, especially at 42 years old. he may not be the Norris Trophy winning defenseman that he once was, but he's still a damn good, serviceable, shutdown defenseman on the ice. No question. Does he make mistakes? Yes. But let's face it, when you're 42 years old, going on 43, because remember, next month, Char will be 43 years old, come March 18th. He's prone to have those moments. But by and large part, give credit where it's due. Char has continued to show excellence on the ice and off the ice. And he has shown an ability to still log big minutes, 20 plus minutes per night, especially when you consider that, one, the mileage, two, the injuries, because you enter this season, I'm still recovering from that broken jaw that he had in the Stanley Cup final when he suffered it in that game four against the St. Louis Blues. He was still recovering. With all of that being said, I think it's fair and it's time that we really step back, especially after everything that the Bruins have done this season and everything that Char has meant to the organization this season. I think it's absolutely time that we say, you know what? We've had it so good with this guy. 14 years here. In all 14 years, the captain of the Boston Bruins. And I think it's important that in this town, that has had only a handful of sports icons, especially in this term of the millennium, that Chara is right up there with the David Ortiz of the world, the Tom Brady of the world, and heck, I would even say Paul Pierce of the world. That Char stands among the absolute greats of this city, especially when you talk about his place in Bruins history and NHL history among one of the all-time great defensemen to ever play. That's Char. And then not only that, his leadership. And we talked about this a year ago. In the general sports media, that this is a man who he's done it all. Norris Trophy winner, Stanley Cup champion, multi all-star. You know, and obviously the hardest slap shot on record in NHL history. All of that we know. All of that. But what's most impressive is the culture that he's built within that locker room, the way that he's treated the younger players, helping younger players come along, guys like Charlie McAvoy, Matt Grizzlick, Jake DeBrook, you know, Anders York, just to name a few. And they can all speak better on it than I can. But what I can tell you is, you watch Char and how he interacts with his teammates, and as well as how he interacts with the media. You can't help but to have the utmost respect for Char. And I'm at a point now where I'm tired of the small percentage of so-called Bruin fans who constantly bash on Char for whatever reason. I don't get it. Which is why I'm here to say, and I hate to sound like a broken record, that I don't think all of Bruins fans and Bruins Nation will truly appreciate Chara until he's retired, until he's no longer playing. And it's a shame. Because if you had the chance to watch the pregame ceremony today before the game against the Arizona Coyotes, you would have noticed that the respect that they have showed him has been absolutely nothing short of absolutely stellar. and rightfully so. And we're going to continue to talk about the Bruins because they're still playing. Right now, it's 3-2 Bruins. The Coyotes scored not too long ago and whatnot. So for when that game concludes, we're going to talk about the game and as well as what happens now. But I do want to say this, though. In regards to Chara, in regards to what he to what he's meant, because I really strongly feel that it was befitting that to start the show talking about Sedano Chara. Yes, I know about the big news that took place this week about Mookie Betts and David Price, but the whole point of my opening rant was to point out the fact that We really don't in this city and region spend enough time talking about the Bruins. And starting with this show, I'm going to change that. It starts with this show. And I hope that perhaps someone out there who's in the radio industry notices that perhaps maybe a change in the sports status quo in this city is needed. Because I'll say this again. How on earth is it that the Boston Bruins, here we are on February 8th, how on earth is it that the Boston Bruins, here we are as we enter the second part of February, they're first in the NHL, a point ahead of Washington, yet, for whatever reason, they're not discussed. They're not really discussed like that. Other than the fact that, yeah, the trade deadline is coming up in a couple of weeks. Yeah, we're well aware of that. But other than that, unless if it's a Stanley Cup playoffs, no. You don't really talk about it. So, with that being said, that changes. And that changes now. Just a quick note, I'll be back on the air on Monday morning, 6 a.m. to 8 a.m. So, for all of you who are going to be commuting to work on Monday morning, I'll be on Monday morning to start your day, 6 a.m. to 8 a.m. right here on 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford, and the TuneIn radio app. And you can listen to the show worldwide on WMFO.org as well. So I'm going to continue talking about Chara for a few more minutes before we go on break. One of the things that I really do hope for this year particularly is when we talk about the Bruins and we talk about the importance of Chara on the ice. We talk about how invaluable the leadership that Chara has been this season. Because listen, let's face it, there have been moments this season, if you're a Bruins fan, that you know that it's been maddening. Absolutely maddening. And what's interesting is that through all of the nonsense that's gone on in terms of the Bruins' inability to protect 3-goal leads, the Bruins stayed the course. They continue to bounce back. And that in itself is a testament to the mental toughness of the Boston Bruins. And it starts with Chara. It's a long season. And oftentimes, through that long season, you'll see some moments, a.k.a. the Brad Marchand absolutely terrible shootout attempt against the Philadelphia Flyers way back when, just a few weeks back. Dare I even want to remind Bruin fans about this. But the fact of the matter is, through all the ups and downs, the one man who deserves a great deal of of perspective and as well as credit is Char. But another reason I also want to point out is for a man who you know, coming off the surgery, the repair of the broken jaw, and for everything that he has brought to the table and everything that he has meant to Boston and the Boston Bruins organization, as was on display this afternoon, I think it's important to point out that Char's influence and his mental toughness and his mental fortitude, it hasn't gone unnoticed, but I don't think it gets a lot of credit that it needs to get. And I'm just being honest with you completely on that matter. Feel free to call into the show at 855-915-WMFO, 855-915-9636. We're going to step aside in just a bit. But first, I want to pause briefly to do the PSA brought to you by 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford, as well as then do the station identification as well. This PSA is brought to you by 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford. So, stay tuned.
I am Dr. Lester Grinspoon, Associate Professor Emeritus of Psychiatry at the Harvard Medical School. Back in 1966, concerned that so many young people were harming themselves through the use of marijuana, I began to review the medical and scientific literature to help clarify the nature of this harmfulness. Much to my surprise, I discovered that it was a substance remarkably free of toxicity. In fact, it is far safer than any pharmaceutical or recreational drug. There is no record of a single overdose death from its recreational or medicinal use. Marijuana is one of the most studied substances. I believe that it is high time that this country reconsider its stance on cannabis.
Them legalize marijuana.
Hey, this is Scruffy Wallace, the Dropkick Murphys, and you're listening to WMFO Medford.
That PSA and the station identification was brought to you by 91.5 FM, WMFO, and Medford Tusk Reform Radio. When we return, we're going to talk about the absurdity that is the Boston Red Sox. Because there is a ton I want to get into, but there will be a lot more that I will get into come Monday morning or for Monday morning's edition of the Strictly Right Show. Right here on 91.5 FM, WMFO, and Medford Tusk Reform Radio. Again, as a reminder, I will be on the airwaves at 6 a.m. until 8 a.m. on Monday morning. So if you're heading to work and you know you're getting started with your morning commute, tune in. You can listen on the FM dial on 91.5 FM, WMFO here in Medford, as well as you can listen to it on your phone via the TuneIn radio app. So this is just a quick reminder. So when we return, we're going to take a break now. We're going to talk about the Boston Red Sox and as well as what on earth happened this week. Just the overall view, because I want to save the real juicy parts for Monday, because we'll have 2 hours to actually really get into it all, because this whole thing has become absolute pure madness. So you're going to want to stay tuned for that. I'm also taking your phone calls at 855-915-WMFO in Medford, Tusk Reform Radio, 855-915-9636. You're listening to the Shukri Wright Show on 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford. This is Shukri Wright. You're listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford, Tusk Reform Radio. We'll be right back.
Just give me the D's and we be clubbing, y'all.
Clubbing, y'all.
Y'all make me please and we be tugging now.
Tugging now.
Sipping Hennessy and we be bubbling, y'all.
Bubbling, y'all.
Set to mind the T's, we gotta take it slow. In the city, yes, be floating, though provoking. Call the girls where we're poking, got to smoking. Best thing for the recreation, to get the best girls in every nation. Top of girls we're promoting and supporting, and them lover we're floating, hear them shouting. First class ticket invitation, girl from New York, England, and Jamaica every day. We be burning, not concerning what nobody wanna say. We be earning dollars, turning, cause we mind it, pan we pay. More than gold and oil and diamonds, girls, we need them every day. Recognize it, we pimping as we riding. Y'all them a page, me want to raise me to me writing up tune and drive them crazy. Well, I'm when I two born Jamaican, ready for the girl them in every situation. We are the girl them proud, they know we flow with the lyrical content that make them the flow. And make the club keep jumping, turn up the bass when the air this pumping. Summertime bounce to the music, people choose it. Sound up, the girl a cruise it, well reputed. Cause we are the girl them champion, got enough of them like the great King Solomon. Many girls on my eyesight, sexy dress type, and I'm ready for your heart, not just give me the light. And make we blaze it, the roof, we have to raise it again. We be burning, not concerning what nobody wanna say. We be earning dollars, turning, cause we mind it, pound we pay. More than gold and oil and diamonds, girls, we need them every day. Recognize it, pimping as we riding. Just give me the jeans and we be clubbing, y'all.
Clubbing, y'all.
Y'all make we please and we be tugging now.
Tugging now.
Sipping Hennessy and we be bubbling, y'all.
Bubbling, y'all.
Set to mind the teens, we gotta take it slow. So in the city, yes, be floating, though provoking. Cause the girls where we poking, got to smoking. Best thing for the recreation, we get the best girls in every nation. Some of girls we promoting and supporting, and them love how we floating, hear them shouting. First class ticket invitation, girl from New York, England, and Jamaica every day. We be burning, not concerning what nobody wanna say. We be earning dollars, turning, cause we mind if I we pay. More than gold and oil and diamonds, girls, we need them every day. Recognize it, pimping as we riding again. We be burning, not concerning what nobody wanna say. We be earning dollars, turning, cause we mind if I we pay. More than gold and oil and diamonds, girls, we need them every day. Recognize it. We be earning dollars, turning, cause we mind it, pound we pay. More than gold and oil and diamonds, girls, we need them every day. Recognize it, we pimping as we riding. Just give me the G's and we be clubbing, y'all.
Clubbing, y'all.
Y'all make me please and we be tugging now.
Tugging now.
Sipping Hennessy and we be bubbling, y'all.
Bubbling, y'all.
Set to mind the T's, we gotta take it slow.
Welcome back to the Shukri Wright Show on 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford, Tusk Free Form Radio. Glad you're able to join the show on the Saturday evening that is now falling upon us here in the city of Medford, Boston, Greater Boston as well. And with about 29 minutes remaining, I want to start off this half hour talking about the Red Sox. And this is an open rant, so I know there's a lot of angry Red Sox fans right now, and quite frankly, you should be. You should be pissed. So if you're a Red Sox fan listening right now, call in 855-915-WMFO, 855-915-9636. We started the show talking about the Red Sox. Not the Red Sox, excuse me, the Boston Bruins, and it's Adano Chara. And frankly, I got to tell you, it went well. I will be giving you updates from now to the end of the Bruins game. See who may have won the game and whatnot. Hopefully the Bruins do. But in the meanwhile, we're going to talk about the Red Sox and the fact that what a week. I want to start off by saying the following. And this is warranted. Now, I've had the chance throughout this whole week to really have the opportunity to listen and listen to people complain and moan and shout and scream and curse and you name it. All this week, especially since the news broke that the Boston Red Sox were going to pull off the very thing that I said that needed to have happened since July. And that was trade Mookie Betts. It became official, or so we thought it did. And one thing that I will say is this. Ladies and gentlemen, the ownership that is the Boston Red Sox have somehow managed to make themselves a lot more unlikable in the eyes of a lot of Bostonians and New Englanders with this deal. Allow me to explain. Let me first start off by saying the following, that the trade is currently on hold as we currently know, especially with the medical records that were being shown, or lack thereof, in regards to the Twins pitching prospect. Because this was originally a three-team on deal between Boston, Los Angeles, Dodgers, and the Minnesota Twins. The Twins, within the last hour and a half, 2 hours, have officially pulled out of the deal. So no trade for them. But this isn't about the Dodgers. This isn't about the Twins. This is actually about the Boston Red Sox. To all of the people who have listened to the show since July of last year, and for those who are new to the show, who are listening to the show for the first time, I have been very adamant about the Boston Red Sox needing to trade Mookie Betts. I've been adamant about it since July of last year. They needed to trade him at the trade deadline. They didn't. So they waited until now, after they submitted a third offer for a new contract, which this was reportedly 10 years, $300 million. Mind you, Betts is looking for a deal in the neighborhood of Trout, which is about 12 years, about $420 million for the duration of the contract. Yet, the Boston Red Sox said, you know, we got to trade this guy. He didn't accept our last offer, and we can't pay the guy. We can't afford him. So let's ship him out now before the start of spring training, which, by the way, ladies and gentlemen, pitchers and catchers report in exactly 4 days. 4 days, February 12th. So it's here. Spring training, baseball season. Oh, it's here. It's here now. 4 days. Just four more days. Some players have already started making their way to spring training for other clubs and so forth. But the official report date is 4 days for your Boston Red Sox. Yankees, same thing as well. There is a team, I believe, if I'm not mistaken, that does report on February 11th. That's 3 days from now. But the fact of the matter is, spring training's here. So you waited until now to trade Mookie Betts and David Price. David Price, I can understand, considering the amount of years and dollars he has remaining on his contract after he decided to opt in after the 2018 World Series, in which that he delivered, and very much could have been the World Series MVP if not for Steve Pearce. So, with that being said, my question to Red Sox ownership group is this. You made it clear last fall you were going to trade or look to trade Mookie Betts. What do you mean, Shu? No, he didn't. Yeah, he did. The moment that he came out and said that we were going to be looking to slash payroll, I said it on the airwaves then, and I say it again. The moment that he said that, I said, no, they're gonna look to trade him. No ifs, ands, or buts about it. They're going to look to trade him. It's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when. So, with that being said, we waited all offseason, all the way till now. Oh, by the way, we're going to raise ticket prices. I'm sorry, what? Yeah, we're going to raise ticket prices at Fenway Park. So now, for the average ticket at Fenway, you'll be paying the highest in all of Major League Baseball. Excuse me? And oh, by the way, we're gonna trade away our best 5-2 player that we've had in decades. So there's that. So when you combine all of those factors, I'm not sorry for the fact that I'm about to say this. To Tom Werner, John Henry, and even say Chaim Bloom, what type of response did you think that you were going to get? Huh? What type of response did you honestly think that Red Sox fans were going to have towards this deal? And I didn't, and mind you, ladies and gentlemen, I didn't even get into the specifics because there's a lot to get into. But unfortunately, as of right now, I'm not going to have that time. But I will Monday morning because we got 2 hours Monday morning. And trust me, you're going to want to listen to the show then. And as well as now, of course. So, you don't think that the ire of New England and Red Sox Nation wasn't going to be strong that when you decide that you're going to make this trade? And as an objective baseball fan and sports talk host and journalist, my point always has been, and it's been very consistent. Hell, not even just since July. When I was a writer covering the Red Sox for the Yawkey Report last season, I wrote an article at that time when I used to write for them. Back in April, when they got off to the slow start that they got off to, when they started off 6-13, I may have been the first, and I was called crazy, but no, in all truthfulness, I said then they may have to look into trading Mookie Betts at the trade deadline. So this actually goes back to April of last year. So now fast forward, here we are 10 months later. And you mean to tell me three things, Red Sox ownership. You mean to tell me that, number one, you want me to pay more to go to a game at Fenway Park, while you, number two, we're gonna trade away our best player, position player on our roster, while also, number three, telling the fan base that we have to get under the luxury tax threshold, while yet you don't even have an official manager yet. How do you like that for your marbles, ladies and gentlemen? Oh, but Ron Reneke. Okay, I get it. Ron Reneke was selected, but no official hire has been made as of yet. I mean, hello, am I missing something? Or is this something that I am completely oblivious to? Please tell me. Please tell me. Because, again, until that official announcement has been made, Red Sox don't have a manager. They selected Ron Reneke, according to reports, but nothing official has been made. So for right now, they don't have an official manager, point blank. And also, to the Red Sox ownership group, this is probably the second worst thing that the ownership of the Boston Red Sox has done in the last 5 years. This is without question the second worst decision that they've made. What's the first worst? when they decided to let Don Orsillo go, the former announcer and beloved play-by-play man for the Boston Red Sox on NESN in August of 2015. Remember that? I haven't forgotten. So in my book, that was the first time I was like, wow, the ownership group, wow, you decided to let him go? For what reason? Okay. And thinking that people were going to forget, but that's not the point. But the point is, in terms of a long list of just bad decision after bad decision after bad decision, this is up there. This is the second worst. The first one is still the firing of Don Orsillo after the 2015 season. The second one, without question, deciding to trade Mookie Betts. So I don't know what to tell you. But what I do know is this. As of right now, ladies and gentlemen, that trade is completely on hold. It's on hold. It's not done. The deal is not done. It's not finalized yet. And by the way, this just in, Bruins have won the game just went final against the Arizona Coyotes. They won the game 4-2. And they are now 3 points ahead of the Washington Capitals for the top spot in the National Hockey League. Just want to break that news to you. But they also have a game tomorrow afternoon, nationally televised in Detroit on NBC. It's at 12:30. So that should be interesting. But however, I got some serious questions to ask Red Sox ownership. And those questions, plus your phone calls, will be coming up next on the Shukri Wright Show on 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford. This is Shukri Wright. You're listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford, Tusk Reform Radio.
Hug me, kiss me, squeeze me. Hug me, kiss and caress me.
When I got a knock, I'll get
Welcome back to the Shukri Wright Show on 91.5 FM, WMFL in Medford, Tusk Reform Radio. We got about 10 minutes remaining until 6 o'clock, and then the Loft will take over at that point. So this is a quick reminder that the Shukri Wright Show on 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford will return on Monday morning at 6 a.m. to 8 a.m. right here on 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford. So tune in. Hope you guys tune in. Start your day, start your Monday, start your week with the show, as we're going to get into much more Bruins talk and discussion, especially with the trade deadline just 2 weeks away. So we're going to be talking about that, and as well as more on the Red Sox deal or no deal with the Los Angeles Dodgers to trade Mookie Betts over to Tinseltown. So that remains to be seen. Plus, your phone call is always at 855-915-WMFO, 855-915-9636. And I will start off by saying this as part of my final thoughts here on the Shukri Wright Show. What message does this send to Red Sox fans in terms of the deal? What does this say? Because there's a lot that is to be said about this type of deal. This is a guy that you drafted, fifth round, came up through your farm system, became one of the very elite players in major leagues, not to mention, oh, by the way, won an American League MVP award and won your World Series 2 seasons ago. And I know there are people that are looking at, oh, but what did he do in the postseason? I know his postseason numbers are actually terrible. I get that. At the same time, you got to look at the complete package of a player that Mookie Betts is. And for the Red Sox to even trade him now, I think more than anything, I think it's the timing. There's a lot that I want to say, but like I said, I want to save the real good parts for Monday. So tune in Monday morning for that discussion at full length. I want to point out that, hey, you know, this is one of those things in which, if you're a Red Sox fan, you have every right to be angry. You should be angry. I'm not about to approach it with the whole, oh, here's a silver lining and all of this. There's a positive to all of this. No. What I'm about to say is, I hope this provokes some kind of thought. You have to be concerned for what the direction of the Boston Red Sox is going. Let's say that the Red Sox and the Dodgers complete this deal. Given that the Minnesota Twins, if they did in fact pull out of the deal a few hours ago, that's done. They're no longer part of the deal for now, unless they manage to find a third team that's going to be willing to participate. So, with that being said, if you are a Red Sox fan, you have to be wondering, and what's the direction that this organization is going? You got to be looking at Chaim Bloom. There are those that say, well, Chaim Bloom is not one to blame. And I actually agree. I don't blame Chaim Bloom for this in complete totality, because he came here knowing that the Red Sox were going to be looking to cut payroll. And he realized that, hey, I'm making another offer. He doesn't accept it. We're going to have to ship him out of here. But the truth is this. My issue with Red Sox ownership now at this point is, what is your plan moving forward? Because again, let's speak in hypotheticals. Because we have to. Because this deal is not official. And it is the fact that if the Red Sox do complete this deal, they send David Price and Mookie Betts out to L.A., to the Dodgers, what's going to be your plan for this team moving forward? Because here's the truth. The Red Sox, you don't know what you're going to get out of Chris Sale. You don't. You absolutely don't. You don't know how much you're going to get out of him or what you're going to get out of him. Number two, who's going to fill in that number two slot in the rotation? And please don't sell me with the idea that, oh, Eduardo Rodriguez, well, he won 19 games a season ago. Great, but I'm not convinced that he could do this again. I'm really not. I'm sorry. I'm not convinced. And thirdly, who's your starting right fielder now? Four, what's your bullpen going to look like? Because you thought I forgot? All right. I get it. They added and they signed Martin Perez. Okay. So you want to sell me with the fact that Martin Perez is gonna fill in admirably in the Red Sox rotation? You're smoking. You're absolutely smoking. Stop it. Stop with the nonsense and stop with the crap already. He's not your answer. If anything, you'd be lucky to get maybe, 15 starts out of him? And that's if he's healthy? And even of those 15 starts, what is he really going to contribute? Tell me. But the fact of the matter is this. You already had concerns going into 2020 for the Boston Red Sox. Now with David Price, Mookie Betts, gone, now what? Now what are you going to do? How are you going to address those concerns? What's next? What are the Red Sox going to do if they're out of contention come July 31st? There's a lot to get into, and I understand. I completely get it. And I'm hoping that this whole week ahead, I'll be afforded the opportunity to really dissect all of it. Because, ladies and gentlemen, inhabitants of New England, spring training is here this week. It's here. And it all starts on Wednesday. So, I would like to be one that starts off on the show next week and is going to start off the coverage and discussion of the 2020 Boston Red Sox starting this week. And it starts on Monday. It will start on Monday. I will talk about the Red Sox, what to realistically expect from the 2020 Boston Red Sox. Because, ladies and gentlemen, baseball is back. The offseason is just about over. Almost. Got maybe 5% left, but it has been absolutely wild. A wild offseason indeed. Especially as it pertains to your Boston Red Sox. So, as a reminder, yet again, I will be back on the air on Monday morning from 6 a.m. to 8 a.m. We're going to talk about the Red Sox. We're going to talk about the Bruins. But we're going to talk about the Bruins first and foremost to start the show. And then it'll lead us into the Red Sox discussion. So, put it in your Google Calendar, your Siri reminder on iPhone or whatever. The Shook We Ride Show, Monday morning, 6 a.m. to 8 a.m., right here on 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford, nationwide on TuneIn Radio app, as well as WMFO.org if you want to listen to the show anywhere in the world. And that is going to wrap it up for the Shook We Ride Show on 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford. The Loft will be coming up at 6 o'clock, so stick around for that. Again, Monday morning, we'll be talking Bruins. Start looking ahead to the trade deadline, which is in 2 weeks. And there is one trade candidate that I really want the Bruins to really, really seriously zero in on for their own benefit. I'll tell you exactly who and what that is Monday morning, 6 a.m. on 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford. And this is Shukri Wright. Thanks for tuning in as always. Hope everybody has a marvelous rest of your Saturday evening. Wherever you're going to be, wherever you're going to be doing, stay safe, stay warm. I'll talk to you on Monday morning right here on the same airwaves of 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford, Tuss Free Farm Radio. The Loft coming up next in just a few short moments. Stay tuned for that. Talk to you guys Monday morning, 6 a.m. and 8 a.m., 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford. Peace out.